myself or just letting myself go like that? Can I forgive myself for not looking around? Can I forgive myself for letting myself down? Can I forgive myself for letting myself?
That was really intense. That's an intense one. And I have Mariah Woods in the studio with me today. And I feel lucky because, you know, every time you come to town, you come visit us here at KVNF and I get to catch up with you. You're listening to Talkin' Music. I'm Allie Lightfoot. Thank you for being here, Mariah.
Thank you, Allie, for having me.
So how did that song come about? It might be really personal, obviously.
Mm-hmm. In my years of songwriting, I used a lot of metaphors to kind of mask what I was really going through. And somehow those metaphors still managed to reach people. And once I kind of started talking about what the songs mean, some people started to relate a little bit more to what I was going through. And it was actually Sharon Van Etten, listening to her music really helped me start to be a little bit more real. Like, whoa, she's being super honest, and I can, like, that helps me, her deep honesty. And so I started exploring with being a little bit more honest with my music, and the response that I've received is just really powerful, because I really, you know, want to make a connection, a real emotional connection with people, because we're not alone, and the experiences that we have are not, you know, so unique. I mean, they are unique to us, but we're not, like, we don't have unfixable situations in our life. Like, somebody has experienced that. And so I just, I was going through a really difficult year, 2018, and I think it was just after a really long stint of grieving, and I was just like, man, I've been beating myself up for so many years, and it's like, I got this, I can do this, and being able to survive that year just really, really made me stand strong on my feet, and it's like, wait a minute, I can do this.
Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, I can forgive myself, and I can get past the past and move forward.
That's interesting, too, that you decided not to be so metaphorical, because I feel like in a lot of art, people, especially when they're younger, starting out, I feel like they, in a way, hide behind metaphors. And not that that's not a beautiful way to express yourself, too, and a thoughtful way. But sometimes I like art, whether it be film or, you know, music, that is just comes right out and says it.
Yeah.
So what have you been up to? What's new?
Well, I have been putting everything that I've been going through in 2018 into art. And so I've just been writing a lot of songs. And we are right now with my band in Poland working on just putting, you know, piecing together all of those scattered pieces and forming full pieces, and we plan to record in May. So I'm just, we recorded a few live sessions, which I really hope to put out on the air, on YouTube soon, on Facebook and things like this. And I just also, I'm a DIY artist, and I release everything myself, and I do everything myself as far as bookings and all of this stuff, and so it's very time-consuming. And it's also very costly. So with this album, we're going to try to start a crowdfunding thing, and so we're just kind of like piecing together all of those elements to push that forward and make that happen.
Do you feel like that's harder in Poland than it would be if you were doing it here, or is it about the same, just in terms of the DIY approach?
I don't know. My whole music career has kind of been in Poland, I feel like. So
you don't have anything to compare it to? Yeah. So I saw that you opened up for Pokey Lafarge.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been able to open up for some pretty great acts, I think, over there. He seems really different from you, but also somehow it totally makes sense. What was he like, and, you know, how did you sort of interact with him when he was there?
It was a really cool experience because he came and he played solo. There was no backing band for him or anything. And I often play solo myself. And so it's very inspiring to see another person get up on stage and interact with an audience. And he had a sold out show that night. And so the club was completely packed full of people, and he just killed it. It was awesome.
You're trying to re-record some of your songs that you recorded back in 2013. Bring the Rain was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
What made you want to go back to that track and several others and work on them again?
Well, these songs I had written at the beginning of my songwriting career. And I think, like, I didn't have any rhyme or rhythm to what I was doing. I was just letting it kind of dump out of me. And, you know, and I was in a position where I, and it's also been an ongoing process, is just asking people for help. So I didn't really know how to get started with this recording process or anything like this. And I kind of would like shyly creep into open mics and, you know, can I play a song or something like this? And there was one man in particular, his name is Glenn Smith, and he lives down in Dolores, Colorado. And he's like, man, you've got some cool songs. Like, come over, please. Let's sit down and record a couple of these. I just would love to start something with you. And I was like, okay, maybe. And so he got this project in motion, and it really inspired me. And so I just like pulled out all of these other songs, and I bought a Focusrite interface, and I went home and I started recording. But I had absolutely zero idea what I was doing. And I was working with a man by the name of Wojciech Czern in Poland. He is an owner of a completely analog studio, and his studio is absolutely beautiful. But he loved this album so much, and he wanted me to come in and re-record it, because he was like, that thing that you released is really, it's you know, it can be done so much better. But I was in a position where I just really wanted to put that behind me. I was kind of tired of people associating that album with me and just calling me a country musician because I really had something more to express and say. And so I really just wanted to bury that album. And so I didn't allow him to re-record these tunes. But after the last album that I released, The Road to Some Strange Forest, I do get to have some distortion guitar, and it was very professionally produced. And and it was just, it was like finally I got to kind of also share this element of music that I really like, that I, you know, not only just acoustic folk music. And so after that, you know, people also came to me and they said that they really loved that Bring the Rain album and that, you know, it touched them in some way. And so I'd really love to give those people an opportunity to hear how those songs have evolved over the years, not just these like raw, out of rhythm, piecey things that I didn't know what I was doing at mm-hmm. that time. So I would love to come back to it and give it something more.
You described one of the tracks that you were re-recording as raw and folky and full of heart, mm-hmm. which I thought was the most perfect description of your music sort of in general to me. Can you talk about the power of raw in music to you? Because that's really comes through to me. And I don't mean raw in terms of not being polished.
Yeah.
Because I really think something can be raw and polished at the same sure. time. But, you know, why do you sort of look for that in your expression?
I think because I've spent a lot of years hiding from the world and really isolating myself. Mm-hmm. And I, in my process of just kind of opening myself up to people and to self-expression and stuff like that, honesty has been a really powerful thing. And that's been something that has attracted me and other people too. It's just being really open and honest. And that's my definition of something being raw. Mm-hmm. So honesty.
Yeah, it's not contrived, in yeah. other words. Yeah. Well, could we hear another song?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I'm here with Mariah Woods.
Master's hands had reached into my third eye. I screamed and begged, please just give me some peace and sanity in my life, 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 I want to live. 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 And like the wind, I am blown all about without control, and I fear that if I trust, I won't be able to deal with where I go in this life, in this life, in this life, in this life. In this life, I want to live. I want to live. I want to live. I want to live. you go down to the shore of hopeless and no more. Remember, I am here. You're not alone, but I know it's really hard. It's really hard. It's really hard. It's really hard. Said I know it's really hard.
It's hard for me to hear that song and not bawl.
Me too.
And the first time I heard you sing that song, it was at your father's funeral. So
yeah,
there's a lot of there's a lot to it. Mm-hmm. And the way that I sort of interpreted it when I saw you sing it the first time and still was that it was written for him in a way, your father, and about him and about your experience watching someone struggle with depression, and also recognizing that same struggle in yourself.
Absolutely, 100%. And, you know, so it was inspired by my experience that I had with myself and with my father, but it also morphed into this concept that I'm speaking to everybody else too, like, you're not alone, because I've struggled with it, he struggled with it, and some of us survive and some of us don't.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, and just, it brings to mind, of course, all the people that are struggling to live, literally, for whatever reason, you mm-hmm. know. So it's extremely powerful. Can you talk about what that song did for you in terms of being able to sort of find healing through that experience and through art?
I believe in the power of mantras. You know, it's like, even sometimes, like, if you want something, but you don't necessarily feel that 100%, you can just repeat the mantra over and over to yourself until finally it starts to make some sense. You know, so for me, it was like this idea of, it's hard, but I want to live. I can do this. I want to live. And also, so that was very healing for me. And then just when I started to turn it outside of myself, and it didn't become about me at that moment, you know, it became about a connection that I could potentially have, or maybe inspire somebody or touch somebody. And this was also very healing, just to know that maybe I could make a connection with someone.
Mm-hmm. So, how have people responded to it?
So far, it's been an incredibly beautiful response. And, but, you know, and so I'm just really looking forward to actually recording these songs and sharing it on, you know, on an album, because mm-hmm. I've only been performing these songs live. And another thing that I find really healing about these songs is I have more vocal projection, and at some points, you know, I've even caught myself like screaming into the microphone. And it's, you know, that level of just projection has been very powerful for me, and I know that it's also been powerful for the audience to just witness, you know, this intense expression. So
yeah, I saw that you on one of your social media posts that you were going to perform at the Polish version of Spring Break, which was hard for me to picture, actually. Because, I mean, maybe spring break is different in Poland than it is here. But, yeah, I was picturing, I don't know, something in Daytona with, like, throwing, yeah, Girls Gone Wild or something. And it didn't seem like the right fit necessarily. But can you tell me a little bit about spring break in Poland?
This will be my third time playing at it, at this festival. And it's a music showcase festival in Poznań. And basically, it's nothing like what we would imagine spring break to be in the United States. It's not a party at all. It's just a showcase of new musicians or musicians releasing something new. And what the way that they set this festival up is that they just have different bands playing all over the city in different clubs. So, like, there's a map and you can go to this point if you are interested in this band, and then you can go to that other point and just kind of travel around the city and discover new music or see other people that you love. So
it's not a big bikini drinking fest. Yeah.
No.
Okay. Well, it's been so nice to have you here, Mariah, and I'd love to hear one last song before you go. But before you do, I want to let people know that you can see Mariah perform live here in Paonia. That's Friday, February 15th, starting at 7:30 p.m. at Louis in Paonia. So it will be quite a treat, I'm sure.
Yeah, I brought lots of my CDs with me. I don't want to bring them back to Poland, so.
Yeah.
Come and hang out with me.
Close your eyes and tell me what you see inside your mind. We are connected at all sides, and it's just a matter of time to see that we are all one. We are all one. We are manipulating who we really are just to survive an empty world. I want to see you. I want to know who you really are. And we are captivating in our love and in our pain. And please don't be afraid if you're not doing okay, 'cause we are captivating in our love and in our pain. Good and evil make balance in this world, just like light and dark. Hell is just a state of mind. Help us perceive the light. Well, I embrace you, darkness. I embrace you, light. I embrace you, suffering. I embrace you, life. 'Cause we are all one. We are all one. And we are captivated if you're not doing okay, 'cause we are captivating in our love and in our pain. We are the same, we are the same, we are the same, we are the same. We are.
You've been listening to an interview with Mariah Woods on Talkin' Music. I'm Allie Lightfoot. We're going to go out with one more song from Mariah. This is called The Road, off her 2016 release, The Road to Some Strange Forest. Thanks for tuning in.
Slowly down the road, and I know that everything's alright, and for me, I know it's necessary to be turned off my path. That